Hi listeners, welcome to our latest podcast. I am your host, Barry Robertson from Capital Rock Theatre Company, and today I'm talking to the lovely Rosie Houghton about our up-and-coming show with New Ink Theatre called Songs Unseen. How are you, Rosie?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thanks. Now, Rosie, for those that maybe don't know you who are listening, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm still kind of new to Edinburgh. I only moved up here from the south late last year from Milton Keynes, and I did my training in London, and I've done a really big mix of cabarets in Edinburgh and up and down the country, and I've also done loads of new musical theatre before.
That sounds
so
good.
Yeah, I've done a few different things.
Nice one. So tell us about the show and the character that you play.
Well, I've been hired as a soprano and to do all of the kind of young, dreamy girl parts. And I really, really love how she kind of goes on this journey. And she gets a little bit overwhelmed with life and dealing with relationships and children and all these things that can come towards you, because with it all being really new and diverse musical theatre, she very easily swaps from being very, very happy and then being really, really stressed, because she's going from different styles and we're going from different writers, which is really, really fascinating to watch, and it's so great to play, to go on such a journey throughout this song cycle, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. Do you have any favourite scenes in the show?
Favourite scenes? Well, mine and your scene, obviously,
yes.
Is favourite scene. That would be my favourite scene, where I'm playing a princess and you're my prince.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds favorite. Really nice, but in reality, it's awful.
No, it is bad.
I don't want to say too much, because it'll give quite a lot away. So
we'll
not say any more about that. So tell us something, what's it like being involved in the show and performing new writing?
Well, we have such a brilliant team. I feel like I'm in a really, really safe environment where I can really let go and find out who this, you know, this young girl is and what she's going through. Mm-hmm. We have some really brilliant work that we've never heard before, which is really, really important, I think. I think it's one of its best selling points. The fact that majority are Scottish writers, and obviously we have some amazing writers from abroad as well. Mm-hmm. But I think that would be its absolute main selling point, is that it's fresh and it's new. And my favourite part is that we have a really nice small team who are all really, really experienced. They know where they're coming from, and everyone's really relaxed around each other. And I feel really welcome, which is really, really nice, because I'm new to the area. Everybody else kind of knows each other a little bit before, but everybody's welcomed me in, and it's been really, really nice.
Oh, nice one. Yeah, no, it's good. It's a fascinating show, isn't it? Because it's all new writing, and it changes quite a lot of the time. And then one minute you're performing it this way, and then you're performing it a different way. So the whole journey as a whole has been quite interesting to work, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been so good for that.
Now, if anybody's listening to this podcast, Rosie, what would you say to them if they said, Rosie, I'm unsure whether or not to come along to the show, I'm not sure if it's my thing, what would you say to them?
I'd say it's everybody's thing. You will find something in this show that you connect with. It's funny, it's upsetting, it's stressful, and it goes on a massive loop. And we have male characters, we have female characters, we have all types of different love and all types of different relationships, so you will find something that you relate to. There's American writers, there's Scottish writers, there's really, really funny songs, there's really complex songs, and there's duets. So you really do get a massive range of everything. I think it does cover a lot of things in such a short amount of time as well, and you get to know a little bit about why the writers wrote the pieces they did, and you get to kind of see a little bit of more why something's been written, which you wouldn't necessarily get with other shows. So
yeah, because when you go to other shows, definitely, because when you go to other shows they're all finished, whereas when you come to this, it's you're getting to see up close new writing and to see where it could possibly go in the future. So I think that's really important. It's never been done before, but I think even from my point of view, it's something that I would like to see. It's very grassroots, it's very new and original, and it's very much a first glimpse. And you don't get that a lot of the times in theatre, especially with new music in theatre.
Yes, exactly.
Now, if you fancy coming along, listeners, to the show, the show will be in three places in Scotland on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of July. In order, we will be at the Oran Mór in Glasgow on the 1st. On the 2nd, we will be at the Harbour Arts Centre in Irvine. And on the 3rd, we will be at the Scottish Storytelling Centre in Edinburgh. Now, for further information or to book your ticket, click on the link below or visit our website, capadaroc.com. Thank you very much, Rosie, for doing our little podcast interview.
Thanks for having me. It's
No
been really
problem.
fun.
And to all the listeners, we'll look forward to seeing you on the show when on the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd of July. Thank you very much.
Yay.